Florence and the Machine. Dog days are over. Ideal to actually follow the Long Nose Day, which of course takes place this weekend at Marton, just outside Scunthorpe, of course, in aid of the Lincolnshire Greyhound Trust. You're listening to Southside Broadcasting Channel 1 for Hospedia, and beyond, of course, on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com for a whole heap of other scenarios. Now, while we talk about health issues and well-being and wellness and all of those wonderful W words that spring to mind from this point of view, you may recall our own health fairs we used to run regularly here at the James Cook University Hospital. We continue to exemplify the notion of good quality health and like to carry on sort of general surveys to find out the sort of magical things that are out there when it comes to issues relating to health and well-being, etc. So accordingly, when one of our producers came across the healthden.co.uk and the fabulous Lucy McClelland, we thought this is an ideal opportunity to connect and find out more about the kind of life journey and path and history, etc., that works through this whole process. And so we say those magical words. Lucy McClelland, are you indeed there?
I am indeed. Hello.
Excellent. Good to touch base with yourself. Well, we say there, where, etc. Lucy, would you just like to tell us where
you're currently? I'm up in Newcastle in the northeast.
Marvellous. Well, in a few moments' time, we're going to be joined in the studio by Dee Wold. She's just taking a mini comfort break, and that's not too much information now while she's sorting various things out, because she's she actually sort of made the great migration from Newcastle to indeed to Redcar. So it's all sorted through.
Oh, right. It's not too far then.
You might say that, Lucy, but there are many people who would actually say that's almost a different dimension, a different galaxy, you know, from Tyneside to Teesside.
Really nice beach down there. It's really, really nice. It's interesting. There's a lot of wildlife as well.
Exactly. Well, so obviously, Lucy, we'll need to invite you into the studio and sort of do a location report as well from that perspective.
But absolutely.
let's move on. We've had a look at the healthden.co.uk from that point of view, but talk to us initially about yourself and how you decided to take this little change in your own career perspective from moving from a post where maybe you weren't necessarily feeling fulfilled to one which hopefully has got fulfillment in abundance.
Yes, that's absolutely true. For a while, I've been feeling quite unhappy in my job, and I've always been a person that likes to give a lot back to society and contribute. And I didn't feel like I was doing that so much. I've also had a massive passion for people and animals and helping people, and I just didn't feel like I was getting that out of my job. I'm getting married in 7 weeks, and we do hope to have children. And I was very much looking for something that was going to be a lot more flexible, that I could fit around my family life in the future. And I came across this business, and I've absolutely run with it. And it's just been a massively positive experience for me that I've just been able to fit in flexibly around what I'm doing at the minute. So it's been wonderful so far.
So it's a win-win. It also confirms the line that we frequently had from many of our correspondents, including our chap in Florida, Mike Dooley, that if you put out some positivity, you get more positivity back as opposed to simply moaning about things.
Absolutely, that is so true. As I've always said, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. So having a positive outlook on life is a massive importance to me. And it really impacts on other people as well. I think with things going on in this country at the minute, the people are quite miserable. And it's good just to be able to spread a little bit of happiness and just smile from time to time at people that you don't even know. So I'm having a great time.
This is great news, Lucy, and you'll be pleased to know even greater news that Dee Wold, as I said, the expatriate Newcastle lass who's moved all the way down to Redcar, back in the studio, etc. I wasn't sure with two Newcastle lasses whether I'd have to have subtitles on, but, you know.
Oh, thanks, Alex, very
Hello.
Much.
Hello, Northerner.
Hello.
It's charming.
Hello there.
Nice to meet you.
So, yes, lovely to meet you as well.
We've talked, Lucy, about the sort of decision to move from a job where you weren't feeling fulfilled, you weren't feeling that there was a nature of that point of view, to this particular company, the Health Den. What exactly do you focus on now? And clearly this passion for helping people, animals across the base, very crucial at the heart of the whole thing. What exactly do you do?
Well, basically, it's very much helping people with natural products. I'm all for traditional medicine, but very much time and time again, they come with a lot of side effects. And there's a lot of natural alternatives out there that can do just as good a job. Prevention's better than cure in a lot of cases. So I offer natural products that are very, very high in quality. A lot of them are based around aloe vera and bee produce. The umbrella company I work alongside, Forever Living Products, they're actually the world's biggest grower of aloe vera in the world and also the world's biggest beekeepers. So they're fantastic to have there for support and advice. So it can be absolutely anything within that range, but it's having great effect.
Certainly, as you're rightly saying, the company founded in 1978, operating in over 150 countries.
Yes. Truly, yeah, it's a huge fantastic company worldwide. Ethical company that, as well, they don't test anything on animals. They're very, very ethical in that sense. Even the people who produce the aloe in the fields, they're given fantastic benefits in a lot of poverty-stricken countries. So literally from grassroots, it's a very ethical place to be.
And as you say on the website, high-quality health and well-being products, which is rather that. And I shall refrain from the classic line, which a couple of our other London correspondents said, aloe vera, is that just a way of, oh, hello, Arthur, aloe vera?
Aloe vera.
Yes, I know.
Oh, dear.
It's the leaves of the aloe plant.
No, aloe is just, it's a wonderful thing. To be honest, until a few months ago, I'd only really heard of it in things like toilet roll and shampoo.
But
it's got a lot of excellent health benefits. It's been around for thousands of years. And the main areas it works within, it's fantastic for the skin. But that's both inside and outside. We're absolutely lined with skin all through our digestive tract, throughout our lungs. So it has a wonderful effect for just cleansing and calming. And so it's brilliant for the digestive system and a lot of problems people get, such as irritable bowel syndrome, a lot of things that end in itis, which means inflammation. So it very much just calms problems like that. And because of those effects, when your digestive health is a lot better, a lot of the systems in your body work a lot better, particularly the immune system. So it regulates the immune system just to help you keep tip-top. So pretty much I cover everything from in that range, so immune systems, digestive, anything to do with problem skin inside and out. We also do great things for joint care, both in the elderly and within animals. All of these products can be used in both people and animals. And you have a very rewarding experience, especially working with animals, because they don't understand the placebo effect of drugs. So you get a real true reflection of what a product's doing to them and see a great improvement in a matter of weeks. It's great.
Lucy, you've flagged up a number of the key areas that we've constantly been hammering home across the years with Southside Broadcasting.
Yeah.
As our strapline is the healthy alternative. And indeed, in terms of that, it's whilst we appreciate the fantastic work and industry that takes place in the health services and the health industries, etc., one must acknowledge that sometimes, as I think many medical doctors and practitioners are appreciating themselves, going down a pharmaceutical line is not necessarily the best way forward for any individual.
Nope.
And when you've actually got natural products that are out there, genuinely
Absolutely.
Natural products,
yep.
that can actually assist and help from that point of view.
I very much agree, and it's the fact that you've got the confidence that there's not going to be any side effects, especially with animals. They can't talk to you, obviously,
yep.
so you often can't see those underlying effects, other than when they get stressed. So it's very much it's nice to have the confidence and backup there to know that there's absolutely nothing nasty in there whatsoever, and it is all natural. And nature's a wonderful thing at the end of the day. Very much we should get back to that.
Well, we're all part of it, Lucy, after all. You know,
we are.
At the end of the day, part of the great Mother Nature scenario, etc. Dee, questions from yourself.
Yes, so I was just wondering, there wouldn't be any contraindications with any other actual medicines that people may be taking to take these supplements? You know, how sometimes with certain conditions you're not meant to take certain...
There's a few things, but luckily because I've got the backing of an amazing advisory board, who's a world-class doctor, who's a world leader. He does a lot of conferences in all over the world on aloe vera and natural products. He's fantastically knowledgeable because he was a traditional doctor for about 30 years.
Right.
I've also got a vet and a skincare and nutritionist. So we've got the full support there to ask any questions. The only product so far that you've got to be a little bit careful with are things to do with blood pressure and warfarin. But very much it's a case just to advise the person just to go back and get a blood test after about 2 to 3 days so that they can have their levels checked and then they can continue quite happily.
Right, right. I was quite surprised. I think I saw some kind of liquid that you can take with aloe vera in on the website.
It's a drinking gel. It's, believe it or not, half of all of the turnover of the company comes from drinking aloe vera.
Wow.
Because it's got so many health benefits, you don't have to be ill to take it. Like, personally, I didn't have any health conditions, but it's been fantastic. It's just given me a lot better energy and sleep, and my skin's fantastic now, which is brilliant for my upcoming wedding.
Excellent.
You realise, Lucy, how many hearts... You realise, Lucy, how many hearts you're breaking with this interview by saying, it's all right, she's twice now, you know. We try to sort of turn a blind eye to that. She said it again. Unbelievable.
Yes, absolutely.
Why, she needs good skin for our wedding. I mean, you know.
Oh, absolutely. absolutely, yes, and weight loss as well has been fantastic for just helping me lose a bit of weight, but get a lot more nutrition into me. It frightens me these days, just the nutritional benefits you get from fruit and vegetables. It's one of the main areas that I'm passionate about. Basically, because crops aren't left in the soil to grow for the length that they're supposed to be, a lot of crops these days are rapid cycle and they're in soil that's being grown in so frequently. There's not as much nutrition in our food. Frighteningly enough, an orange you eat today, you'd have to eat somewhere around about 8 oranges to get the same nutritional benefit as towards the beginning, around about the 1920s, 1930s. So I think everybody does need a bit of a helping hand.
We work extensively with the PharmaNord Danish company, who look after multivits.co.uk, and you're absolutely right. I mean, selenium, we have the lowest proportion of selenium in soil in England in any part of Western Europe.
Yes.
And because of the processed stuff that's actually out there, again, it's one of the ironies of life. And don't get me started, Lucy, on the fact the main sponsors of the Olympic Games are fast food companies and indeed makes you book fizzy drinks, etc.
It's such a contradiction,
isn't it? It's a bit ironic, shall we say, but no names, no petrol, different line from that point of view.
It's their own.
Yeah, exactly. And when you start coming around to the nutritional side of things, I use the line, it's almost become a cliche now, if you have a Ferrari, you don't want to expect it to go if you put sugared water in there, you know? You need to actually make sure you want to have it, or any vehicle from that point
Of
view. You need to ensure that what is actually being taken in is balancing and working your way through that whole process. It's the 3 W's, thehealthden.co.uk. These days you probably don't even know the 3 W's, but whatever. It's the healthden.co.uk. We'll be speaking to Lucy McClelland. Lucy, how wide is your territory for this area? Because clearly we're talking about...
International.
Well, there you go.
I can go. I'm based in the northeast, and I love to give a personal service to people. So anybody that does want real one-on-one chat to just find out what it is that could benefit them, my details will be left with the radio station. So feel free to give me a call, no problem at all, or drop me an email. Because I like to keep it personal rather than it just being through websites and things. I'm a little bit old school like that.
Yeah.
And I think if memory
serves
you, you'll be meeting up with one of our freelance producers and contributors, Minty Steed, in the not too distant future. So
yes, I did. Yes, I'll be seeing her again soon down in Yorkshire.
Well, then. Quite a character, as I'm sure you'll know,
she's
Lucy.
I do intend to, every month I tend to give my profit from my company to a different charity. Well, so I'm always on the lookout for small charities.
She's just a saint, isn't she? Yeah, that's the key thing.
She's amazing.
She's a northerner. She's a Geordie. What can I say?
That's fine.
I know. So we're very much going to stay in touch in that respect.
As well. Lucy, it's been fabulous just touching base with your good self again today. We've got two final questions for you. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show today?
That's been absolutely fantastic, yes.
And she understood me as well, even though I wasn't talking Geordie.
See, you didn't need interpreters. See.
It's very gay. It's very So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to connecting with you again and doing a semi-regular series on the life and times of Lucy McClelland?
Anytime you want it all.
Well,
no problem at all.
I can think of time in 7 weeks' time in the midst of the wedding when you're taking the vows. You say, I'm sorry, darling, I can't say yes. I'm just
that
on the phone.
Yes, my way down the aisle.
Just
that's brilliant. Can I just say as well that anybody who is looking for a bit of a different way of working, this is a fantastic opportunity, and I am looking to grow a team throughout the whole of the UK. So anybody who is looking for a way out of a job they don't like, or just something very flexible that could fit around what they're doing, feel free to contact me also just for a little bit more information in a chat.
Well, we'll certainly put that out across the globe, and indeed podcast-wise, probably you'll be listening to this for that. You can access it from that point of view onwards. Lucy McClelland from indeed the fabulous world of the Health Den and Forever Living products and aloe vera, etc. We salute you. Lucy McClelland, you will return.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.